This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
You know, I see Tony Sagala says, I totally tuned out with baseball this year. We only had a winning baseball team. And, you know, I'm sorry, Doug, I couldn't ask your question. I didn't see it, to be quite honest. I didn't look through the thing for the questions. It's a little different this setup today because normally I have this right in front of me and I can see it when it pops up sometimes, but it's to my side now, so I apologize, Doug. But, Tony, I don't blame you, dude. So many of my friends are not watching baseball at all. Most people have completely tuned out the Marlins because they're not trying to win. And if you're not trying, we're not going to try in this town. The misconception about South Florida sports fans, we are really good sports fans, okay? I don't care what anybody tells me. We're great sports fans, but we're not stupid sports fans, okay? Stupid is packing a park or an arena for a team that constantly loses. You know, like Cubs fans for many years, their Cubs would suck and they'd have the place loaded. Cubs fans are as dumb as they get. Okay? Because personally, I think it's the dumbest thing in the world for you to go back and go support a team that has no interest in winning or is so incompetent every single year. So South Florida fans, yeah, we'll support you, dude, but you want my money? Well, then entertain me. Win. Get to the playoffs. I'm not asking you to – South Florida fans don't ask you to win the title every year. But they do want you to entertain or win. Because if not, I'll go to Las Olas, bro. I'll go to Worth Avenue and hang out. I'll go down to the Keys. I'll go to Coconut Grove. I'll go to South Beach. I'll go to Key Biscayne. I'll go to the Swamp. I'll go to 100 terrific restaurants in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. I'll go boating. There's a ton of things to do here. I'll go to a casino. Where am I? We're not going to just give you the money. That's the problem. And so I don't blame Tony or any of you that have given up on baseball because they're not telling you or giving you a reason to spend on baseball. You know, I was dying to go to some games myself over the last couple of years. Now we got rid of Loria, but I was hoping that we'd get an owner that was committed to actually trying to win. But if I'm watching Ozuna leave and Chris Yelich leave and Sandy, yeah, you signed him now, but in a couple of years, how long is he going to tolerate this? It just gets to a point where it's just insulting, put it that way. And that's where the Marlins are at. And that's why they don't deserve any kind of support. And I'm a strong believer of it. In today's world, discretionary income, it's not flowing as much for everybody like it used to. I don't believe that you should be loyal to your team and buy season tickets every year and all that if they're not trying. You know, those days that 20, 30, 50 years ago, people would stay loyal to their team and go every year and go every year. And no matter what, that's dumb. That's bad investments. Okay, you make an investment, you're going to get an entertaining return. It doesn't have to be a championship, but please entertain me. You know what I mean? Look, Inter Miami last night, at least they made the playoffs. You've been an entertaining team, especially in the second half. There you go. You did your job as an owner. You did your job as a coach and players. And fans, you should support them. They're trying to win. Hell, they've tried so much, they tried to have 5 DPs on that team. They were trying so hard to win. So you got to respect that. They're trying to win. That's the kind of stuff you support. Sherman is, unfortunately, that's not the kind of effort you support. Hour number 3 is next. We talk a little Miami Dolphins football. It's the EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report with the one and only Alan Poupart. That is next. Wait a minute. I guess we don't have. An open ready. So I'm going to have to do it myself, I guess, because it looks like somebody dropped off right now. A producer dropped off. So I'm going to have to do it myself. And here we go.
Dolphins fans, time to get insight on your favorite team with your favorite reporter with an Expos hat. Sports Illustrated's Alan Poupart in our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report exclusively on a Big O Radio Show.
All right. We get technical difficulties. Let me take that out for you there, Alan. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Now I'm in charge here of this technical stuff, and it's never good when I'm in charge of the technical stuff because somebody ends up dropping off. But we will get the Hialeah billboard off of your face there in just one second. There we go. How you doing, my friend? You doing all right?
Can't complain. Nobody would want to hear it anyway.
Yeah, although I got complaints. Bro, what the hell happened with Byron Jones? I mean, you were telling me he's going to be ready, Oh, well, he needs a couple more weeks, and now he's not ready after four. And I know they're never going to tell us, but I almost feel like he had some kind of a setback, man. It sucks.
Well, Mike McDaniel said specifically he did not have a setback. But then
– He said he was going to be ready, too.
No, well, he said he was confident he was going to be ready, and it's – yeah, the whole thing – I mean, everything about the situation is mysterious. Starting with the fact that he waited until March to have the surgery.
The whole thing's
bad. And sorry, but this defense not nearly as good without Byron Jones.
No, of course not, man. And this week, you know, hopefully X has been in practice, right?
No.
Not at all? Not even limited?
Not only that. DNP yesterday and today, but now he's on the injury report with groins, plural. Okay,
so that's terrible.
He's done. Whereas last week it was groin singular. So, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'd say I'd be fairly pessimistic about him playing.
Yeah, no, as I told somebody, don't worry about X until Thursday. And if he's not practicing today, then he's probably not going to play on Sunday. And so they'll have to blitz the hell out of him. Out of Zach is what I'm saying. They're probably going to do that, a lot of that, to not leave their guys on an island very long. All right, so we get to the Tua questions now, obviously. What do we know about the investigation finally? Anything yet?
Nothing other than they were hoping to wrap it up by the end of this week. I think you and I both know that it's going to come out that nobody did anything wrong, but the concussion protocol probably needs to be beefed up a little bit. And anytime anybody shows any wobbliness, for lack of a better word, regardless of the cause, they're going to be out for this game. I don't think anybody should expect anything other than that.
Right. But let's fire a guy or a woman who just followed the protocols that you have placed or set in place. And then let's fire them because we got to feed the lynch mob a little bit. I just found that to be a little sad to fire the doctor when you saw Cameron Brake get knocked out and come right back this weekend. T. Higgins was playing in that same Thursday night game with two dings. Not one, but two, you know, going into that. Nobody says anything. I don't know if you saw the Joe Burrow cut. Did you see the Joe Burrow cut talking about that? Did you see Alex Smith also talking? Here's my problem with all of this now. We're getting on this soapbox, you know, you got this doctor saying, oh, Tua should retire, you know, and I love all these people like, and I've talked about this several times before you've been on this week. So are you telling the fireman not to run into a blazing building? No, telling the FPNL guy not to work on power lines. You're telling the race car driver not to go around in circles at 220 miles an hour. Are you going to stop giving a 20-year-old the gun and say, go fight for us and keep our country free? You're going to tell a miner not to go back down into the mine and breathe all that shit for 20 years where he probably will shorten his life. People do things every day. A cop walks out the door and his wife or husband has no idea if he or she is going to come back by the end of the day. And so I love these people. And they think that these guys really, like, by now, they all know the risk they're taking, bro. And they're fine with it. So it's just one of these things that the part that pisses me off is that we are now trying to control what people love to do. And guess what? People do dangerous things for a living. Are you going to tell the entire Walenda family not to walk a tightrope?
Not to be flying Walendas.
Yeah, not to be flying Walendas. Be grounded Walendas. And we are not the Walendas. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, I get it, man. It's a brutal game, but you're not playing it. So if Tua wants to play it or Joe Burrow or whatever, they know what they're getting into. So let's pump the brakes here on trying to fix the world when we've got hundreds of jobs that people are risking their lives every day, pretty much.
Three quick points, if I may. Number one, yeah, I completely agree with you. And by now, every football player understands the long-term risks of playing football with the head injuries. And like you said, they're well compensated for a reason. And if they want to assume the risk, that's on them. That's number one. Number two, about the people who call for players to, like, retire and all that. It's amazing that I never hear that about boxing, UFC, MMA, where the sole object of the sport is to knock the shit out of the other guy. So it makes zero sense. And then the final point I want to make, and this pertains to everybody, like, hitting me up on the social media today about, like, well, what, like, and you brought it up too. What about T. Higgins and why is Tua being made such an example? Well, A, because it was
the video.
It was in prime time, and it was 4 days after he wobbled. So that's why the Tua situation, even though it may not be any more serious than what happened to T. Higgins or Joe Burrow.
Dude, it's Ray Rice all over again. It's just a different thing.
Optics,
but lots of men have hit women in football, but we never saw it. The day we saw it with Ray Rice, oh, my God. And the video changes everything. You're 1,000% right.
Correct. This is not a Tua issue. It's the fact it's a quarterback, number one, and it's in prime time. And 4 days after, there's video of him wobbling. So you
by
can.
By the way, do we not? You and I remember, and plenty of Dolphin fans, do we not remember Chris Chambers against the Denver Broncos?
Yes.
Okay.
Nasty hit over the middle.
It was the same thing. He was concussed, yep. And he was and if I remember correctly, there was like a hand that was like up in the air or something. Remember that?
No, I don't remember. I remember like the vicious.
Chad, do me a favor. Oh, Chad's not there now. But there's a video of it. I've got to find that video. But I remember that there was like he had something like it was his hand that it was like the creepy thing of it all. Not only him lying there, but it was also the motion he was making or something with his hand, if I remember correctly. And the video evidence is what always, you know, shakes us all, man. And that's why. And yeah, Tua is a lightning rod and all of that. But this is a problem that's all over the league. And all Tua did now or that situation was expose that your protocols really weren't that good in the first place.
And again, it was like a perfect storm of events that made that brought all the attention on it, you know?
Yeah. All right. What do you got to do this week? If you're Mike McDaniel, you know, the first test came when they were down by 21 against the Ravens. Here's the second test now. The first test, adversity, deficit, you come back on the road, amazing win. Now, adversity hits, you got your backup quarterback in there. This is where, if you're known as an offensive genius, the genius has to come out, doesn't it?
Well, I've seen genius the first 4 weeks of the
regular season. No, but I mean without the franchise guy. I'm talking about with the backup guy.
Here this is where we're gonna disagree. Probably is I'm of the opinion that and I need to preface this by saying Tyreek Hill popped up on the injury report today with a quad. He was limited. Assuming he's at full, he's good to go, and he's Tyreek Hill, and you have Jaylen Waddle on the other side. The concept of what McDaniel has been doing And also remember, you're going to have Bridgewater taking the full week of practice as a starter, as opposed to coming in not having taken the full reps. I don't see any significant drop off whatsoever with the offense. I think this is an offense that I think Bridgewater can absolutely operate. We saw a lot of good things in that second half under trying circumstances in that late game. Clear communication to never turn around until the ball was passed him. So I think they'll be fine offensively. Again, if Hill's quad does not become an issue, doesn't keep him from playing or playing at 100%. My big concern with that game is on the other side of the ball with all the injuries, because we mentioned X. You haven't mentioned Keon Crossan, who hasn't
practiced. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
Didn't practice yesterday, didn't practice today.
And that's bad. Once you get to Thursday, I'm really concerned once you get to Thursday.
No, correct. So now we're down. Now we're down to Kader Kohou, Elijah Campbell, perhaps. Noah Igbinoghene, is he finally going to get playing time on defense?
Oh, he has to this week. He has to.
Choice. Eric Rowe moving over from safety. I mean, they're numbers. So we talked about blitzing. And yeah, that's great, but they better get to Zach Wilson in a hurry, because otherwise the Jets with Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, and Garrett Wilson can do some damage in that passing game.
Yeah. The only thing I disagree with you on, I get what you're saying about Teddy because he's a good game manager, but the deep ball game will not be the same with him and Tua. Completely different. Did you see
that 64-yard completion to Tyreek Hill last week?
That was like a pop-up ball that he threw. What I'm saying is the consistency. What I'm saying is the consistency that you saw with Tua deep, which, by the way, freaked everybody else out because nobody even thought he was going to throw that many deep balls. But he actually threw a bunch of deep balls. You will not see that with Teddy. You might see one like he threw up for grabs, and that was a great play by Tyreek. But the deep shots that you saw with Tua on a consistent basis, that will not be with Teddy. That's just my guess. That's just me. I think there's going to be a lot of short passing here. A lot of even the backs are going to get some stuff out in the flats. I think he's going to try to get quick strikes to these guys and get them out there trying to make some plays in open space. I don't think you're going to get a lot on the second half of the defense. That's what I think.
If it's there, I think Teddy's perfectly capable of getting it out there. I don't have that much of a concern, to be very honest with you, with the offense.
All right. When we look at the running game, that would be beautiful for it to work this week. I mean, Alan, there aren't a lot of big injuries on the offensive line. You got some injuries everywhere else. This is kind of a time where you'd like for the Hogs to kind of do their job up front.
Well, Armstead's still not practicing. I mean, he's playing.
But he's playing.
Here's the thing. I have a very, 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 and I understand the running game statistically is very, very poor. I have a very hard time getting worked up over it when the Dolphins are 10th in the NFL in total offense and top three.
I get
it. So to me, it's more like, okay, if you have a 3rd-and-1, get the 3rd-and-1. But if they're rushing for 60 yards a game and they're passing for 300, I'm okay with it. I mean,
you know what is happening, right? The happening is the disconnect that you and I have. You're not as concerned with Teddy. I'm a little bit more concerned with Teddy. So I think Teddy needs the running game more than Tua would even need it, because I also think Teddy will not be able to hit the deep shots that Tua has been hitting on a consistent basis. So that's why I talk about it, and that's why you're not as worried about it, because overall it's a very productive offense. So it's not like it's a bad offense. It's a good offense even without the running game. Although I will say this, Alan, maybe you might agree or disagree with me. It looks like they're starting to pop more and more runs. So, not a consistent running game, but it seems like every game they're starting to pop more and more runs. So it looks like they're kind of figuring it out a little bit,
I agree, and absolutely. I tweeted that during the game on Thursday night. I was loving the way Mostert was running. I mean, he looks like he was skating through holes over there. I mean, he looked – it was the first time all season where I noticed a big difference between the two backs. I always thought, like, him and Chase Edmonds were kind of like 1A, 1B. Mm-hmm. That night, to me, Raheem Mostert looked clearly better than anything we had seen from either of those two up to that point. And it makes me very confident and very hopeful that it could pop at some point, and then he could be in for a good game.
I don't think the Jets are a very good team overall, but what is the biggest concern you have that the Jets could give the Dolphins problems on Sunday?
No, it's like I mentioned, I think the Jets offense worries me. They've had injury issues at tackle, but Dwayne Brown is practicing this week. There's a possibility he might play, which allows them to move Vera Tucker back to guard after he played left tackle against Pittsburgh on Sunday. The interior of their offensive line is good. I think Zach Wilson's got a fabulous arm. He's inconsistent with his passing, but that wide receiver trio is worrisome to me. And again, it's not like the Dolphins have been great in pass defense to begin with.
Yeah, no, even X hasn't been great.
No, correct. So that concerns me with them. They haven't been good. If you look at their games, I mean, they have two comeback wins and then two games where they kind of were manhandled. I happen to think the Jets are massively in the upswing. And I said even before the season started that team was going to be a problem, as opposed to how the Dolphins manhandled them the last several years. And if we look at last year, Dolphins beat them by 7 both times. And the Jets are significantly better in my book because they just keep adding young talent. I mean, they had 3 first-round picks this year, and they keep hitting on those guys. Wilson, Jermaine Johnson, and Sauce Gardner on top of that. Their second-round pick, Brees Hall, looks like a keeper at running back. And you add that to the young talent they had. Won't be very long, I think, before that team's a problem. And I don't think it's going to be an easy game on Sunday for sure.
Are you a Zach Wilson believer, by the way?
Too early to tell. He's got a lot to work with. I mean, I love his arm. He's got a really
good
arm.
Yeah, he's definitely got athleticism in an arm. I just haven't seen a quarterback yet. That's my only thing with him.
Well, the only thing is he gets loose with his decisions every once in a while. So, yeah, there's definitely something there, and it would not surprise me. I'm still on the fence with him, but I think there's something there. It wouldn't surprise me if he became really good.
Do you agree with me that Tom Garfinkel should hire a group of MILFs to act like the replacement cheerleaders on the sidelines to kind of keep Zach a little busy? Is that a good idea?
Anything to help, right?
Okay. No, I'm just saying. I mean, the kid has certain interests.
Yes, he does.
And so I figured we'd, help him out. And, you never know. I mean, it's – and if you got to admit that the replacement cheerleaders are probably the greatest cheerleaders of all time, right? I mean, those are the best cheers ever, right? Are there any better cheers?
I haven't noticed. Sorry.
You never saw the movie The Replacements?
Never did.
You have never seen Shane Falco do his thing.
I have never seen The Replacements.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's
ashamed of me, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Sorry.
Gene Hackman.
Oh, I know. I'm aware of the movie.
Keanu Reeves. Are you serious?
I'm aware of the movie. That's one. That might be the only football movie I haven't seen.
Oh, dude, you have to. You should watch it tonight, bro. You should just chill out and have a fun ass 90 minutes of laughing and having a great time, dude. And then when you see the cheerleaders, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because they're funny.
But I'll make it a point to watch it.
The cheerleaders are funny. Yeah, man. And the Australian kicker, I mean, that guy alone makes the movie. You got to see The Replacements, dude.
Okay, we'll do.
It's a must. All right, so what do you got going on alldolphins.com since you've disappointed us by not seeing The Replacements?
I already got 4 things on the site today, and I forget what they are because there's – I did 4? Something.
Only 4?
No, I'll get 83 more for tag. I got 87. Got something on Skylar Thompson. I had the injury report with Tyreek popping up on there. We're going to do something on – completely. I don't know if you were you caught wind of the John Embry media session today, the tight ends coach, where he was talking about.
Oh no, I have not. What did he say?
Oh my lord, they were talking about playing time, how it's split up, and basically his whole point was we want to be a run first team, and Durham Smite's a blocker, and Mike isn't, so that's why. And I couldn't help but think, yeah, well, that's great, but why in the triple hell did you franchise tag the guy for $10.9 million? $10.9 million. You're just discovering now that this notion.
Well, they wanted to try it. They wanted to try the experiment. And I've said this from the get-go. You hang on to him because maybe you might trade him by the deadline that somebody needs a tight end. and maybe you get a higher pick in that trade than you would in the compensatory side of it. So I agree with you
that I cannot help but think that that's why they hung on to him, is they figured somebody would come calling with a good offer at some point. That obviously hasn't happened yet. And it's possible it might not happen. It doesn't help. Dude's got 10 targets in 4 games.
No, I know.
I mean, pretty expensive for a guy who's basically doing little.
Yeah, but they had tons of cap space, and they're just maybe hoping to get some draft. And they had, you know, two owners that already took a first and a third from them. So they got to find a way to get it back. Yeah. So maybe Gesicki might be a way of getting it back. All right, follow him on Twitter at PoopArtNFL. And catch all of his work there at Sports Illustrated, alldolphins.com. And bombard his ass with replacement videos and all kinds of stuff on social media. Show this man why he should watch The Replacements at Poopart NFL. All right? Alan, we love you, brother. We'll see you later.
Have a good weekend.
You got it. There you go, baby. Alan Poopart getting it done for us, as always. Love it, man. Love it. How has he not watched The Replacements? I think that's illegal, right? You can't like football and not watch The Replacements. It's impossible.
You've been listening to the EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins Report with Sports Illustrated's Alan Poopart. For additions, home remodeling, and custom work, call Eric at 305-433-4843. EJDConstruction.com is your custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
There you go. We thank Alan as always. Appreciate him big time. Thank you all, as always, for keeping it locked here on the program. We're at Hialeah Park. Looking forward to it. Cutter's Edge, by the way, proud sponsors of our program. Make sure you go to cuttersedgepro.com if you are looking for your right landscaping solution to straighten out your backyard, your front yard. It's all there for you, baby. cuttersedgepro.com. So we thank them. Let's see, what else do we have here? Inter Miami defeating Orlando City, like we told you, 4-1. It's a beautiful thing. We got the Colts and the Broncos tonight. How about that? You know, I haven't given you a lockdown segment in a while here. It's been a couple of days that I haven't had a pick. Well, I think it is time to make a selection and get into a little lockdown.
Time to lock it down. The lockdown is brought to you by alennylocksmith.com. Services in South Florida from Miami to Port St. Lucie. In Central Florida, alennylocksmith.com locks it down in Orlando and Tampa Bay. Here's the big O to tell you what needs to be locked down.
Let's tell you what needs to be locked down. And today, we got a game. Yep, we got a little Thursday night action. We got the Colts and the Broncos. And I got to tell you, in this game, let me give you the line right now. It is the Broncos favored by 3.5. The over and under is 42. Colts are plus 145, and the Broncos are minus 170. Now, when we look at this, the problem is Jonathan Taylor is not going to play today. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, Jonathan Taylor hasn't been much this year. And it's true. He hasn't had a great year. Matt Ryan has not been the answer at quarterback. I think Frank Reich is a hell of a coach. I really do. But Frank Reich has a problem now. He can't find a quarterback. Couldn't trust Carson Wentz. The owner lost his crap on Carson Wentz right from the get-go. So he didn't want anything to do with Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is gone. Now in comes Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan looks like a shell of himself already as it is. So you look at it and you say, what's going to happen here, bro? Broncos minus 170 on the money line. Colts are plus 145. Russell Wilson and the boys have not been impressive. They're 2-2, but the Colts have not been impressive at all. I'm going to go Broncos on this one. I'm going to lay the 3.5. I'm not impressed with this Broncos team, I got to tell you. I'm really not. I don't think the Broncos have a great defense, but I'm not impressed by the Colts whatsoever. And I'm certainly not impressed by Matt Ryan. And Jonathan Taylor has been a zero this year, as you fantasy players know, and he's already out. So I don't know how really the Colts are going to go into Denver and even make this a game. I think they'll lose by 7 or more points. I'm going Broncos here. I'm laying the 3.5 here on this one. To me, I got to tell you, I think, I don't know what it is. Maybe Vegas knows something I don't. By the way, we're 38-29-3 against the spread in our alennylocksmith.com lockdown segment. We're going to go Broncos minus 3.5.
The lockdown is brought to you by alennylocksmith.com. Lockouts are lock changes for home or business. Car key replacements and programming, all model cars. 24-hour service. Call them anywhere in South Florida at 855-869-5625. Go to the website at alennylocksmith.com, where we lock it down.
Right. What we got going on? Oh, by the way, Roger has come out with a new video. Do you have Roger's video ready there, Chad? All right, bring Roger Morant on as we get ready for the Jets. And Roger does a Dolphins video every week. He puts together a video. He does a great job with it, by the way. His rapping skills are improving every week. So here is Roger Morant.
What's Fire up, Fins away, fans? Baby. Heartfelt shout out to my man Tua.
Yeah. Oof,
get better soon. We need you. Let's do this. The Dolphins play the New York Jets. Jets week. Without Tua, some might use the adage, up the creek, nothing. Chiefs were still the team to beat. Bigger goals. Teddy B's a proven bet. Gonna take over the Met. Sending pressure at their quarterback. Young Zach, like mommy's friend, he's going to end up on his back. Purse of Tua, time for you to get some rest. Because for the playoff run, we'll need you at your best. We've done the work and have the calluses. Epperson's and Ellis putting on a better show than the Aurora Borealis. Dimes, Teddy delivers in stride. So many stalls on offense, other teams are running high. Try to gain some yards and matriculate the ball. Attempt to run against our defenses like Simon and Owl. Chris McDaniel, he's so drippy, he will lead us to the crown. Time to bring us back to glory. Miami Dolphins, Titletown. Titletown. Waddle, waddle. Titletown. The Dolphins don't move the chains. They score with Teddy Waddle, Wilson Hill, and more. We're headed to the Super Bowl. You know, the Jets are standing in the way. We're going to have to make them pay. Robert Saleh's taking names and keeping receipts. Hope he really likes the agony of defeat. We're going to clip their wings and bring them to the ground as Coach McDaniel leads us back to Titletown. Titletown. Waddle, waddle. Titletown. Teddy Waddle Hill. What a thrill. Teddy Waddle Hill. What a thrill. Teddy Waddle Hill. What a thrill. Cheetah.
Nice job, Roger, as always. Teddy Waddle Hill. Instead of Tua Waddle Hill. What a thrill. He got in Teddy Waddle Hill. And you always got to love when he goes, waddle, waddle. That was good. That was good. Way to go, Roger. We love you, brother. Great Dolphin fan. Always getting it done, man. Appreciate it. Just like the folks here at Hialeah Park. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, let's do it. All right, Chad, let's bring my man Steve Calabro on, the general manager of Hialeah Park. And here's the interesting part. I'm here at Hialeah Park, and he's going to New York, or he's in New York now, because he's going to go cheer on the Dolphins at the Meadowlands. How about that? Now, that is a fan right there. How you doing, my friend?
Big O, I'm doing great, but I want one little correction. I am a big fan of the Dolphins.
Yes.
And, you know, keeping consistent with my picks, I'm in Jersey.
Oh, okay. You're in Jersey.
Remember, the Giants and the Jets play in Jersey.
That's right. They play
New York teams anymore.
Right. That's right. That's true. The Meadowlands is in Jersey.
nobody goes to New York. Believe me, that's old school now.
That's passé, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they're killing each other in the streets there. So we stay in Jersey. You know, so
you stay in Jersey, okay? Unmasked in Jersey.
Unmasked. Right? Well, you know, it's. I got to tell you something. There's some goofy rules here, Big O.
They still have the goofy rules over there? Damn, dude.
Well, but it's not just the mask thing, but, you know, I want to save the earth, the whole nine yards, but they don't give you a bag, a paper bag or a plastic bag in the grocery store.
Yeah,
so you walk out of the grocery store with like this.
Yeah, you got to bring reusable bags now. That California has been like that for years now.
Well, the key
and in fact, in California, they charge you extra if you want a bag.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do here. But it's such a hypocrisy because first of all, most people forget, especially in the first year or two, right? They forget to bring their reusable bag, right? And so the grocery store buys a little crappy bag that is made out of some material that's probably going to kill the earth, right? In the ozone. Right. And it's like they charge like 49 cents and they pay about 3 cents for it. So it's actually turned into like a really, really kind of a shit show. But, you know, who knows? Yeah. I was in the store. I just went to the store this morning and I kind of walked out like this. You know what I mean? Like, it was like,
so you got to go get one of those plastic reusable bags, bro.
I have them in the car. You got to remember to bring them in.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, yeah.
Everybody's got them in their car. You just remember. But anyhow, it's all good. Jersey's good. I can tell you the weather's nice here. You know, 75, 70 degrees is pretty nice.
Nice. There you go.
But we're looking forward to Sunday. So, you know, I apologize in advance. I'm very casual. I have my Dolphins.
No, you never have to apologize when you have the Dolphin colors.
Yeah, so
there's nothing wrong with that. I had to
bring a couple of, you know, some of my my apparel up because I'm going to the game. This is a big birthday celebration for my wife, who's also a huge Dolphin fan.
Nice.
She's the one that bought the tickets for Sunday, and then, you know, she wants to go to this game in a big way. It's going to be us and my son and my son's girlfriend, and it's going to be a great time. Now, I am worried about.
I'm jealous, by the way. And by the way, Steve, you should go buy the MetLife Takeover. Do you know what that is?
The MetLife what?
The MetLife Takeover. You should go by there in the parking lot.
Right.
You're going to see a group of 1,500 Miami Dolphin fans.
Really?
You can't miss it. Yeah, it's called hashtag MetLife Takeover. They do it every year. Dolphins NYC. They lead the charge. They put together the whole event. And every year at the Jets game, about 1,500 fans are tailgating together. They're all in their Dolphins colors hanging out there. And then they go right into the game and enjoy it and root on the team. But it's a really cool event. I wish I could go. I've been dying to actually go experience it and go hang out with the Dolphin fans there in New York. But if you get a chance, man, and when you park there at the stadium, go look for it. By the way, somebody watching, can you tell me exactly where the MetLife Takeover is in the parking lot? Please tell me so I can pass it on to Steve so that way he can experience it. Because I think any Dolphins fan on the planet, if you happen to be going to the Dolphins-Jets game, I think you should go and hang out at the MetLife Takeover with the fans in the pregame, because I think it's the pictures that come out of that, Steve, are just beautiful, bro. They go all over the world because people are, you know, Dolphin fans all over the world are checking it out like, holy crap, look, it's a Jets game. And there's, you know, 1,500 Dolphin fans hanging out, having some fun. It's the coolest thing. So if somebody knows exactly where the Dolphin NYC Club is holding the MetLife Takeover in the parking lot, please tell us and pass it on to us because we need that information.
I appreciate that. We're going to be there because we're planning on going up early, doing the tailgating thing. So we'll look for it. And with us is four, it's myself, my wife, my stepson, and his girlfriend. Although I don't know if the girlfriend is a Dolphin fan. I heard that she was a Cowboy fan, but at least three out of four are Dolphin fans, you know.
Well, maybe. I mean, if she wants to suffer.
You know, exactly.
You know what I mean? If you want to count on Jerry Jones, you know, you're kind of made your bed, you know, and it is what it is. What are you going to do? All right, exactly. So what do the wise guys have for us this week?
Well, the wise guy So
wise guy.
Remember, he was only 1-2 last week. And, you know, he kind of was crying the blues. He said, I had the Cowboys. And then he said, you know, the Steelers were winning by 10 points with 7 minutes to go. And it was a good pick. I said, it wasn't a good pick. You lost in the end, you know. So, and anyway, no, here's
next time you tell him, no, it was a bad picket. Kenny Pickett, he threw three of them.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be fine, by the way. I like that kid, actually.
So, here's what I think is here's the first pick I like a lot, and it's the Bengals.
Okay.
And they're getting 3 points. I think Burroughs is gonna tear apart the secondary of the Ravens. I also, now this is not the Jersey guy's pick, but I happen to like the over in this game too. It's 48.5 points. I think Lamar can put up a lot of points. I think the Ravens defense gives up a lot of passing yardage. You know, they're better than they were when they played the Dolphins, but they're still a little bit like a bit of a sieve. And so, and I think Burrow's going to go crazy on them, or not crazy, but, you know, have some success against them. So Burrow getting 3 points and the Bengals getting 3 points. I like that. That's the Jersey guy's pick.
Okay.
The next one, I don't know. I mean, sometimes the Jersey guy does this and I think he's nuts about it, but so he likes the Bucs. I'm going to give you – I love the reason that he gave me. So the Bucs are playing – I believe they're playing Atlanta.
No, they're playing at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's terrible.
I said that wrong. So – but they're giving up a lot of points.
Six and a half. Yeah. Bucs are minus 6.5. I'm with the Jersey guy.
Okay.
I mean, Pittsburgh's terrible, dude. They're not
They are.
They're not a good team, and on top of that, the Bucs defense is all right. Kenny Pickett is, as much as I like Kenny Pickett, he's still a young quarterback. Young quarterbacks are going to screw up all over the place. That's why I laugh when people, go start Skyler. It's like, bro, Skyler's a seventh round pick. Yeah. Take it easy, bro. I get it. He looked great in the preseason, but, you know, this is the NFL. When you get to the regular season, they start playing for real. You're playing against junkyard dogs that are playing for, you know, 3 wives, 4 girlfriends, 8 houses and 4 cars. You know, they got a lot of bills, bro. These people are hungry. They're coming after you. You know what I mean? These are grown ass men. So Kenny Pickett, I expect him to struggle. To me, like, people, oh wow, what a disaster. I'm like, bro, that's a rookie quarterback. They're supposed to do stupid stuff like that and throw 3 interceptions. So, well, I love the Bucs beating Pittsburgh by 7. So, I'm with him on that one.
So the Jersey guy's opinion is completely different, though. Here's why he likes the Bucs.
Okay.
He says that Tom Brady's life is in a little bit disarray, and he's going to take it out on somebody. He's going to take it out on somebody on Sunday. You know, he's got with all the news that they're hiring divorce attorneys and blah 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 and living apart.
Well, I know what's going to happen. One of the receivers, Mike Evans, is going to walk over. Hey, Tom. Between you and me, I heard that corner's banging Giselle. And that's it. That's all. It's over. And then on the next down, hey, I heard the other corner also had a piece of her. And that's it. He's just going to start lighting him up. So, that's what you do. You play the whole Giselle thing on him and just psych him out the entire time.
Well, this is exactly what the Jersey guy's theory is, you know, that it's all going to be about that. So, and the other pick, I just had it here on my phone. I just got to back it. So the next one is he likes the 49ers. I don't know. You know, I like Garoppolo. Sometimes I think Garoppolo is a little bit under-respected. So what's your opinion on that? So his picks are Bengals, Bucks, and 49ers.
Well, he's picking 3 doozies. You know why? Well, the Bengals and the Rams one, that one's a little shady. That one's kind of – the Rams are in a must-win situation now because they've gotten, you know, beaten down a couple times here. That one's kind of – I'm not as big on that one. But Bucks, I love over Pittsburgh. And San Fran – Atlanta's terrible. They are terrible. And San Fran's defense is wicked. Exactly. So – I'm not a big believer in Jimmy Garoppolo in money moments, but when you're playing Atlanta, there's no money involved. There's nothing involved. It's a free flowing game. You know what? I'm with him on the last two picks. The Bengals at Rams, I would probably leave that game. I would not take the Bengals. I could see the Bengals losing by a touchdown if the Rams actually show up a little bit here and play some defense.
So moving on to something else. So what's your opinion? And I'm going to give you my opinion about the whole concept of the second string quarterback in the NFL. And of course, now as a Dolphin fan, you know, we got to root for our second string guy.
Right.
You know, it's pretty interesting. When you look at some of the second string quarterbacks, some teams have some horrible second string quarterbacks. Our guy isn't that bad, but he's still, you know,
He's not bad.
He's not bad, but he's not a first string quarterback. No. But he's not a first string quarterback for a reason. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Listen, you're talking to the guy that has always said Teddy Bridgewater's a backup, even when he was starting. So it doesn't matter to me. You know, he's never been an explosive quarterback. It's just the way it is. I'm with you. But I like Teddy as where he's at now. I love it. As a backup quarterback, that's where he belongs. A guy that can hopefully keep the ship afloat for a game or two or something like that while the guy comes back. That's fine. If he has to carry you for a whole season, you're screwed. You're not going anywhere. But filling in, you know, Steve, he's probably one of the top 10 backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
I got him in the top half of the quarterbacks. I'm probably in the 10 to 15, 10 to 16 range in terms of backup quarterbacks.
For sure.
So that leads me to the next question and next point I want to make is maybe it's one, maybe it's two games that he can handle. After that, if he has to go three or four games, I think we're up shit.
Oh yeah, no, it's bad. I think Tua's back for let's bring him back again for Pickett and the Steelers.
Yeah,
I think that you know I've said this all week. This is my prediction. Teddy plays this week, and then Teddy gets to play against his former team next week. Everybody gets to write all the fluff pieces about him playing the Vikings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then Pittsburgh. You know, Brian Flores.
Sunday night.
Yeah,
Sunday night.
No, and Tua wants to beat Brian Flores' ass. So he's going to play for that game, bro. He's going to feel so good during the week of Minnesota that they're going to go, okay, he looks good enough to play this week, but we're going to hold him out. Because once you get to Pittsburgh, it's now 24 days that he's been off. So the optics are beautiful. Oh, no, they gave him 24 days, this, that. Okay, great. That's it. So to me, that's what I think is going to happen. They're going to play Teddy for two games, and especially if they win this week, Steve. Now you're 4-1. You got some momentum. You can say, all right, worst case scenario, even if we lose next week, 4-2, you know, Tua can take over at 4-2. You've got 11 games left, plenty of time to keep racking up the wins and get into the playoffs. So that's my prediction.
I'm on board with that prediction, except I shouldn't say I'm on board with it. I get it. But I think it's a little more rushed than that. I think he's only going to be out 1 week. And I'm okay with that. Forget the optics and all that kind of crap. But I think he's back for Minnesota. This way Tua gets back into the scheme of things, and he's on fire for the Pittsburgh game. I'd hate to have him come back. I don't know. I don't like him coming back after 24 days off for a Sunday night, you know, feature game. The world's going to be watching it. I'd rather him come back against Minnesota because I don't think Minnesota's that good. I think they're average at best. And I think
Minnesota's better than Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, but that's not that hard. That's not that hard to do. Pittsburgh's pretty bad this year.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying, that it's not really.
Oh, you're saying take two up. I don't know. That's
what I'm saying. Teddy knows that team. Right. So maybe that might help him a little bit. Yeah, and he'll be inspired to play Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You know what I mean? He had a couple of just in training camp with the Jets. He never made the team because he got traded to New Orleans. I think he got traded. And then he did play for Minnesota for several years.
Yeah.
I think he'll be usually those kind of dudes are motivated to play against their former teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just think, and the optics also. The optics may not look as good, Steve, if it's only one game, you know? But
yeah,
if you say two games and it's 24 days, because remember you had the 10 days off after the Thursday.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden now you've got 24 days, the optics look beautiful, and he only missed two games. And if you split them, you're fine. If you win both, oh, my God. If you're 5-1 and you're handing the season back to Tua at 5-1, oh my God, they're gonna win 12, 13 games, man.
All right, before I go, I'm gonna go fast forward now. What do you think about Tua in what I call the long term, you know, 3 years from now, 2 years from now, 4 years from now. Because there's guys that are out there, you know, this is, you know, the regular media, not really the sports media, but there are guys that are out there saying, you know, I'm a so-and-such specialist neurosurgeon, blah, 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 and he should stop playing right now. Like, when you hear shit like that, that's tough.
I laugh at clowns like that.
I know, but it's being said, and it's
now. And people, you guys know out there, the one thing I've hated about this last week is something I never do on this show, and I've done it way too much on this show this week, and I've repeated material like crazy because the same subject comes up. So let me ask you, Steve, are they telling the race car driver not to race 220 miles an hour?
I know.
Are you going to stop giving a gun to a 20-year-old and say, go defend our country? Are you going to tell the miner not to go back into the mines and breathe all that shit that's fucking them up for the rest of their lives? Are you going to tell a policeman not to police the streets because his wife or her husband has no idea if he or she is going to come back, you know, at the end of the day? Are you going to tell a fireman not to run into a blazing building? I can just go on and on and on and on and talk about so many jobs that people put their lives on their line or their health at risk every single day. Go read the Joe Burrow interview that just came out. He's had concussions. He's forgotten half of games. And he goes, man, we know what we signed up for. They know what they signed up for, dude.
I know.
You know, that it's convenient for that doctor to say that because, you know, he's a brain surgeon and all that. But I get it. He's not a daredevil. So you're not going to tell Evel Knievel to stop jumping canyons and fountains and breaking bones and all. It's what they do. You're going to tell the wrestler not to dive off the top of the ring that's 20 feet tall because he's on a ladder and he's landing on another human being. So one, are you going to tell the person not to dive into you? Or are you going to tell the other person on the floor, hey, you might want to move when somebody's about to land on you? You know what I'm saying? It's the most ridiculous thing. We all choose to run our lives however it is we want to do it. And that's our prerogative, as Bobby Brown would say. And this is Tua's prerogative. And so Cameron Brate last week, did you see that?
Yeah.
He got knocked out.
Yeah.
Came right back. Yeah. And he came right back.
But what I'm saying is this is just a good example of it's because it's not really in it's more in the traditional media than the sports media.
I get it, because okay? The traditional media, and because most of them also don't have a job that it requires balls and guts and risks. And so so it's easy for them to say, here, let me give you the answer to everything you want to know, okay? Everything is to be blamed on Tua Tagovailoa, not the NFL, not the NFLPA, not the doctors, nobody else. Here you go. We did the homework already. And I've been talking about this all week. Again, I hate to repeat, but we do it. Do you know Tua blew out both of his ankles at Alabama? Mm-hmm. Did you know he fused them with Kevlar wire? Did you know that?
I didn't know what the fix was, but I knew he blew him out.
You also know he blew out his hip, correct?
His hip, yeah. That was in his senior year.
And you just saw the concussion now on Thursday night. Okay. So Tua's biggest problem is Tua Tagovailoa. When he blew out his ankle, it was at the 3.89 second mark. When he blew out his second ankle, it was at the 4.55 second mark.
Holding
when
a
he
ball.
Blew out his hip, 5 seconds. When he got concussed, 5 seconds. What Tua Tagovailoa needs to learn is how to get rid of the football.
Dump the
and
ball.
He's got throw it out to of stop playing hero ball. So the problem I have with all these people on their soapboxes and these doctors and all these freaking idiots, okay? I get it. He got concussed against Buffalo in the first half. Did it affect the second half? No. He came back and threw the kill shot.
Yeah.
Thursday, he was dealing. There were no effects from Sunday on Thursday. What affected him on Thursday night was that he chose to hang on to the ball for 5 seconds. Yeah. And a fat guy caught him. And a fat guy caught him to blow out his hip also. So by now, he hasn't figured out that he is not an athlete. He does not have Russell Wilson's wheels. He cannot run like Kyler Murray. Bro, get rid of the ball. When the play's dead, just live for the next play. And do me a favor, Chad. Bring up the video of young Tua. Okay? I'm going to bring up a video of you, of Tua, talking to the Hawaiian newspaper. And this is high school Tua. High school Tua being asked about taking hits. High school Tua will tell you about how his father reacts to this. So this is the most disturbing video that I have found in the last 2 days, because this video now shakes me to my core, because Tua Tagovailoa can go to the Hall of Fame, can probably win a title for the Miami Dolphins, but he will not be able to make it to year 5 or 6 if he keeps hanging on to the football. So pull it up there, Chad, for me. I'm gonna play this video for you. It's really short. It's only 1 minute. For those of you that haven't seen it, I hope you're sitting down for this, okay? Because this is kind of disturbing when you see this video and when you hear him, what he's talking about, and then you see 7 years later and the problems still persist. Shut down our mics while you do this, Chad, so that way there's no echo from Tua. Here we go. You got it, Chad?
I think he's probably like the middle of the road where he's hard on you guys, but he backs off when he's necessary. He seems like that.
He's understanding.
But I don't know. I don't even know.
No, he is. Yeah. He's understanding, but he's very, very strict with a lot of things. But he's very understanding. That's what I love so much about my dad. You know, whether I do something bad, as long as I make him understand as to why, you know, I kind of did it. Like, running the ball, and if I hit somebody, oh my gosh. When I get in the car, you don't hear the end of it. My dad gets so mad at me. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell him, I don't know how to slide. He tells me to practice sliding. And I tell him, okay. And then the next time I do it again, that's when I get disciplined.
Yeah. Well, Michael Vick learned to slide. Yeah, I mean, he ran a 4.3 or 4.2. So, okay.
4.2, I think.
Yeah. But he was never a big guy. You're getting, you're pretty thick. So he had to do it, or he would have gotten crumbled.
But that reporter obviously was wrong about the size and all that. But Tua needs to, listen to that. So his father, and as you know, Tua has an incredible family and a great foundation. So his father, who he adores and loves, has been ripping into him since he was in high school. Not to take hits. So you go through college, you blow out ankles, hips, you get to the NFL, you're still doing it. 7 years later. To me, that's disturbing. I got to
Listen, Bigger, I agree with you. His problem is he's holding on to the ball. Look at the good quarterbacks. Even Brady and the Drew Breeses of the world and Peyton, they threw it away, threw it out of bounds. You know, you just throw it out of bounds. You know,
Marino was the best at that, bro.
Marino
was the best. He didn't waste any time. He threw it away right away.
Most of the quarterbacks that lasted, 15 to 20 years, they're throwing the ball away, 5 or 6 times a game. But I think what Tua is doing is he's just trying to win every game. You know, he's just trying to be the hero. And so it is concerning, if he doesn't change. Look, I'm wishing him the best.
Of course, but we all do.
I worry about if he's playing in his 5th or 6th year, because if he keeps hanging on to the ball.
Oh, no, he won't last.
He's going to get – these guys are faster and bigger, and the defenses are – everybody's an all-star. In high school, there was 2 all-stars on either side. College, there was 6 all-stars. Now there's there's 11 on the other side, 10 or 11 all-star kind of guys. So I tend to agree with you, but let's see what happens. I am worried about –
I just hope – I hope somebody brought this up. The equation that has the one thing in this equation that has not existed is a wife. He now has a wife.
Huh?
So if there's anybody
that can get to him,
that's it's true. The wife, bro. It's the wife, man. And I listen, I don't know if she's pregnant or not or whatever, you know, who knows? But, what about if they're planning for a family and she tells them, are you going to keep doing this? Because, you know, we plan to have a family and, you know, this is not going to help or whatever. You know, the wife is the only one that can possibly reach him because, dude, if the old man can't reach him, that's scary. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Tua about this when he has his next press conference. I will be the one that will ask him, and I will tell him, I think it's your fault, not anybody else's. You're hanging on to the ball.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much. You got to stop this hero ball shit. You know, I won't say it like that, but, you know, I will phrase it like, you know, hero ball is what's putting you in the hospital. Hero ball is what's putting you in pain. Why do you keep doing this? I don't get it.
I agree with you 1,000%. Let's see what happens. Let's see. Maybe the coach is going to help him out, but I think you're right. The wife is probably the one that could get them with the most profound way.
And give the listeners credit on that one. They figured that one out. I did not.
I'm just going to change direction. Just want to remind quickly. You. Mm-hmm. It's just a quick one. We're giving away on the Saturday night of Thanksgiving weekend. We're giving away the Ford 150 Lightning. It's out in front of the building.
I talked about it earlier on the show. I did.
I test drove it. Big O, you need to drive it. I don't know. You know, we still have to see how it lasts for a year or two. But I.
Oh no! It's a good truck, man.
Truck. Listen, next week. Well, next week I'm going to be in Vegas, but the following week. I'm sorry, I'm traveling a little. We're on the move a little.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Wow, what a rough life you have.
No, we're buying
stuff. Jets and the Knicks and Jets and the Dolphins, and now you're going over to Vegas. Look at you.
Well, I got to buy slot machines. That's what it's the show of the year where we buy slot machines.
Well, why aren't you taking us there? We can do the show from out there.
You didn't ask. All you have to do is ask. We got room on the plane, but anyhow, listen.
Chad wants to go to Vegas, bro. I mean, Chad hasn't been to Vegas. Look at him. He wants to go to Vegas badly.
Listen, not next week. The following week. Before or after the show, we're going to go outside and you're going to test drive it. We have the service road. You can, when you punch it, I'm telling you, it was almost going, I swear this is going to sound weird, going too fast.
Oh, yeah,
it seemed like it got too fast too soon. Like it went from like 0 to 60 in like 3.9 seconds or something ridiculous. Yeah. And it felt it. And you know, it's light.
I'm going to cruise on the back, on the yard in the back here so I can go. Is the tunnel still there?
The tunnel's still there, but it's
there water.
Tunnel, yeah, I don't know if you're going. You won't be able to go through the tunnel. No way. You won't be able to control it. But I'm
brother, years ago, I'm talking like, you know, 30 years ago. Okay, well, I'm 56. No, man, it's more than that. It was 40 years ago because I was about 16, 17 years old. So I would meet my dad out here at Hialeah Park. Right, he'd bet on some horses for the hell of it. We'd always have lunch here because that's what we did a lot. We'd always meet here at Hialeah Park and have lunch. And so, but one of the things that I would do with my car is go haul ass in that back parking lot and do the tunnel because there was nobody back there even in those days. You could actually do it. You know what I mean?
This car goes too fast. You'll see it in 2 weeks. You're going to test drive it. It is unbelievably fast. Like I'm a little bit sold on it. You know,
listen, if I could afford it, I would buy that truck right away.
It's not that pricey. It's not that pricey. I'm telling you. So anyway,
I know, but maybe it might not be pricey at all for me. Cause I'm going to go, all you have to do is go downstairs. You get your player card, your plate,
the more times you play on a slot machine, the more entries you get.
Right.
Come here on the Saturday of Thanksgiving. Boom.
But you have to be present too, right?
Must be present on Saturday. Yeah. You earn entries from October 1st to the Saturday of Thanksgiving. And we put the entries into a big bin and somebody's going home with an F-150 that night.
It might be me because I'm going to definitely put in some entries downstairs. I'm going to go play some machines. And I'm gonna put some entries, bro. I would love to win that F-150.
You're gonna be surprised.
I'm not an employee, folks, so I am eligible. So don't start that shit.
Yeah, I'm not eligible, but I can tell you,
you're not eligible, but I'm eligible.
But you like the truck already, and you're gonna be impressed. Yeah. You're gonna be more impressed than you think.
Yeah, I'm dying to get an electric car. I've been telling the folks at Acura, it's like I think I have to wait till next summer when they're gonna have their first electric vehicle. And that's the next time I will get a car. I want to get an electric vehicle. But man, that F-150,
this is a nice one. It's got speed.
It's badass.
Which is surprising, but
yeah. A lot of these electric cars, they move, man. They move, and it's nice because it's quiet.
Yeah, it's a little weird. You got to get used to it when you don't even know it's on. You know, you're backing up. You're not sure if it's on or not. You know, it's a little bit weird, but the speed is what stunned me. So anyhow, yeah. I'm going to sign.
All right, my brother. Enjoy New York or Jersey. And enjoy the Dolphin win because they're going to win.
We're there. Okay? All right. Thanks for the tip on the parking lot. Thank you.
MetLife Takeover. You got it. Thank you, my brother. There you go. Steve Calabro. Hialeah Parks, general manager. You got it. Seriously, you should come to Hialeah Park and just play some gaming machines. Just a few if you want, just to get a couple of entries in there, man. I'm going to do it just for the hell of it because I seriously want to win that F-150. That would be awesome to win that F-150. It would be fantastic to win that F-150. All right, what do we got here on the chat board? Let's see. You can't stop Tua for balling out. Sorry, but he's a professional player and he plays to win the game. Yeah, but you got to play smart. That has nothing to do with that. Rosendo, that makes zero sense, my brother. You know, I got nothing but love for you, but you got to play the game smart. So playing the game smart and playing to win is by being available also. So if you bust out your hip and you're done for the year, you're not helping your team. If you are getting concussed and you're out for a couple games now, you're not helping this team. So there's a way of playing because Marino was great at getting rid of the football. Whenever he felt the pressure, forget about it. It was over. He was going to take a hit. And that's all I'm asking for the kid to do. Just get rid of the football and don't take the hit. Any doctor examining Tua now will be extremely cautious, so I'm fine with what they say and when they say Tua can play. Yeah. Preach, Orlando. Thank you. What's the difference between 24 days and a month? Not much left. Let the man rest, trying to force a narrative. I know he's going to be right by the end of the day. I think he'll be fine to play this week. I bet you he's got the cobwebs already out. And I bet he doesn't have any symptoms anymore, I bet, by Sunday. He's probably going to be ready to play for Minnesota. I say Pittsburgh because there's no doubt in my mind. Rob Budd is asking, where is Dougley? I would imagine he's at his house, my friend. You should go check it out. I don't know if you thought Dougley was supposed to be on today or something, but he's not. Tomorrow. We go, why didn't the Dolphins ever give Jakeem Grant the sticky stuff on his gloves from the replacements? What's the line? Orlando, whatever. Is it Orlando? Is his name Orlando Brown? Right? It's Orlando. I know that. I know he's got my first name. But he said that he was, I don't want to get so vulgar, but I guess playing with an elephant. Right? I looked like I was playing with an elephant, right? I think that was his line. And I think it's Orlando. Is it Brown? Is that his name? Why am I saying Orlando Brown? Am I right or am I wrong? Because I'm pretty sure his name is Orlando. So I think Sean is, I think Chad is looking it up for me now. Big O, thank you for putting me on with Miss Valunza. Did I spell it right? One of my favorite teachers. Well, thank you, Shard. I'm glad. I'm glad my wife did a good job. Yeah, it's an E, V E. But yes, Orlando Jones. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you.
But there is an Orlando Brown. He's an offensive tackle for the Chiefs.
Yeah. No. But I'm talking about the actor in The Replacements, and he's right. It's Jones. I had Jones Brown. Why? Because I knew it was one of those common names. I knew it for sure. I remember that his name was my name, Orlando, But the last name is the one that I was kind of like, okay, I know it's a really easy name, you know, and Jones it is. It was a funny-ass line on his part. I really want him to be labeled the fourth quarter king, but you have to be able to play a whole season to be categorized as such. Yeah, no, hopefully he will, man. You just need him to be smart, man. We can't let go of Gesicki, especially after that gritty. I don't think that they're going to let him go. I think that they would trade him, if anything, by the deadline. But if he doesn't fit what you do, folks, yeah. Come on. That's the thing. He doesn't fit. What are you going to do? All righty. We thank Franco Panizo for joining us on the show. Craig Mish, Alan Poupart, and Steve Calabro. Again, my man Chad did an excellent job of driving the program this afternoon. Appreciate you, Chad. Thank you, sir. He'll be back with us on Saturday. Working the Canes and UNC game, which, by the way, we're going to be at walk-ons now for all Canes games, 162nd and Kendall Drive. Come on out and join us. We'll be on 2 hours before the game. We'll get there around 1 o'clock. Mike and McCoy and myself will be out there, so come on out and join us. The food is amazing. The bar is ginormous and beautiful, man. It's a brand-new giant bar. TVs everywhere. Food's great. Drinks are great. Great specials going on. We'll have giveaways. We'll have all kinds of stuff as the season goes on. So we've got a lot of things planned. So appreciate all of you if you come on out and join us. And let's make it a big crowd out there at walk-ons on Saturday, 2 o'clock for the Canes. And then on Sunday, we'll get you ready for the Dolphins at 11 a.m. for that 1 o'clock kickoff against the Jets. We've got all of that going on, folks. So appreciate all of you out there. Rub-a-dub-dub, before I go, thank you, sir, for the love of the super chat. He says, Tua doesn't need to hold on to the ball longer than 3 seconds. Stats say Hill gets 10 yards per second, and Tua's throwing the ball before Hill's 30 yards downfield on deep balls. Yes, sir. Nobody's going to argue with that, my friend. And thank you for the super chat, but Tua's got to get rid of the football, man. We want him to be here forever. You know, I want him to retire here. I want to see Tua's name in the Ring of Honor. I want to see Tua go into the Hall of Fame. But more importantly, I want to see Tua lead the Miami Dolphins to another Super Bowl. And, you know, listen, I've been the guy that's always believed in this kid. And I believe in him that he can be the franchise quarterback and lead this team to a Super Bowl. I've always said that. I think he's a baller. But he's got that one bad habit he's got to shake. And let's hope that he's able to, you know, get rid of it. All right, we're out of here. Chad, thank you, bro. Excellent work. And thanks to the Brunetti family, Steve Calabo, Frank Fiore, everybody that makes it possible for us to do it here every week. And don't forget, come on down, man. Play the slots. Get your entries in. Try to win that Ford F-150. And listen, if you don't want the Ford F-150 and you win it, you can give it to me. That's not a problem. I'll take the gift. Oh, Chad says he wants it too. See, so, you know, not only if you have a car and you're happy with it, come on over. Get the F-150 and pass it on to me if you want. It's not a problem. Anyway, we'll see you all tomorrow. We'll be in studio. Same time, same place, same bat channel. Have a great
day. Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.